Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, you're welcome to Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Well, in this episode, we are going to focus on the Prophet's dealings and on the Prophet's manners and conducts, his approach towards the hypocrites, munafiqun. Okay, let's now see how the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dealt with the hypocrites. A hypocrite is a person who pretends to have certain beliefs, attitudes, or feelings when they really do not. This is a hypocrite. In Islam, the munafiqun, hypocrites, you can call them fake Muslims. They are a group of people who are denounced in the Quran as people who are outward Muslims, who are secretly actually harboring unbelief and actively seeking to destroy the Muslim community. They are the munafiqun. They are the fake Muslims. Hypocrisy is a disease, actually, that may completely devastate a person at its worst. Hypocrisy is an external exhibition of Islam, while the individual is secretly harboring kufr and disbelief on the inside. So this is nifaq, this is hypocrisy, this is, and a person who harbors such belief is a munafiq. Now, an important principle used by the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, in dealing with the hypocrites was to deal with them based on their apparent conduct. The Prophet knew very well that there are certain people who are hypocrites and they are around him. They pretend to be Muslims, they pretend to be sincere in their beliefs and their approach, but they were not true Muslims. They were exploitationists, they were waiting for an opportunity to destroy Islam. Apparently, they had the beard, they had the turban, and they attended the Prophet's congregational prayers, and they stood behind the Prophet, peace be upon him, praying with him, but they were not true Muslims, they were fake Muslims. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, refrained from probing into their hidden objectives and motives, you know. And of course, this is not to be misconstrued as being neglectful of their state. Rather, it should be interpreted as the love and kindness that is inherent within the nature of the prophethood. The Prophet of Islam is a prophet characterized by mercy, affection, love, and kindness for all, Muslims and non-Muslims, and for the humanity, rahmatun lil alameen. So the true dispositions of various hypocrites such as Abdullah ibn Ubay and Jalas ibn Suwayd had become apparent for the Prophet from the wars and incidents that involved the Muslim society. In particular, the abhorrent actions of Abdullah ibn Ubay in the battles of Uhud, Bani Mustalaq and Tabuk had become evident for everyone, and many verses of the Quran had been revealed with respect to him. Despite all these indications, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, did not grant Ibn Ubay's son the permission to kill his father. He also warned Umar from doing the same. The Prophet was well aware of some ill-minded people who even meant to kill the Prophet, even though they pretended to follow Islam. The example of Abdullah ibn Ubay and Jalas ibn Suwayd is one of those many examples. The Prophet's restraint from killing the hypocrites is among the important issues which have grabbed the attention of Islamic scholars and the founders of the four schools of thought, most of them such as Shafi'i, for example, the leader of the Shafi'i school, Abu Hanifa, the leader of the Hanafi school, and Ahmad bin Hanbal, have not permitted killing hypocrites and zindiqs based on the prophetic practice, on the prophetic sunnah and normative conduct.
هجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
They have defined a hypocrite to be one who is a disbeliever in his heart but manifests his faith by his tongue. Clearly, one who considers himself to be a Muslim and attests to the Shahada and testifies to the oneness of God and the prophethood of the Prophet of Islam is not more of a sinner than the likes of Abdullah ibn Ubay, who inflicted multiple blows to Islam, and yet the Prophet did not hasten to bring about his death. The companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, could have killed him, but the Prophet did not allow to kill him or to bring about his death. Some hypocrites had intended to assassinate the Prophet upon his return from the Battle of Tabuk, which is a well-known battle, and yet the Prophet did not grant Usayd ibn Hudayr, who sought authorization, permission to kill them, the permission to do so. He was never granted that permission. And the Prophet explained that were he to do so, the people would say, Muhammad went to war along with his people, and after becoming victorious by the will of God, he has now proceeded to kill his own people. That was something that the Prophet said to his companions, never kill anyone. Be patient. Have mercy on your enemies. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, did not execute hypocrites with the intention of avoiding its social repercussions, nor did he display the slightest reaction with respect to them. For this reason, the violent actions perpetrated by the followers of some Islamic sects and schools of thought against the followers of others, for other schools, the followers of other religions, would be viewed with severe opposition by the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family. After all, the effects and repercussions of these violent actions are far greater than the response meted out to the hypocrites after the Battle of Tabuk. In reality, such violent acts only lead to the negative portrayal of Islam. Brothers and sisters, we are witnessing today that a lot of extremist groups are claiming to be the true representatives of Islam and to be actually true Muslims, but they are in fact ignorant people who have been brainwashed and who have no clear and no genuine understanding of Islam, understanding of the Prophet's Sunnah and Seerah. Though they themselves claim to be following the Sunnah of the Prophet, they are following the footsteps, and they are following in the footsteps of the predecessors, the early Muslims. But in reality, there is no similarity between these people and those of the followers of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Islam does not, under any circumstances, permit violence against anyone. Islam is not a violent religion. Islam does not allow brutality, does not allow atrocity against anyone. Let alone killing people in their sleep, let alone destroying mosques, let alone destroying buildings and killing all the families inside. It has nothing to do with Islam, and Islam does not permit any of these brutal acts. Islam not only does not allow these acts, but also it does denounce and forbid all these atrocities that unfortunately are unleashed by some so-called Salafi groups against Muslims and against non-Muslims. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi. Ya Rasul. رسول الله رسول الله.